This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in. It's been a while. It's been a long time since I feel like I've done that introduction. Super glad to be back. Super appreciative of you guys being here. Always part of the journey. I feel like this is, what, episode 20, season 3? I don't know where I'm at anymore, but, you know, I'm super, super grateful, super excited to be a part of this and to get into the next stages of the life. And if you're new to the pod, make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite audio platform. Make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Rashad Young. Anything that you can do to support, I really, really do appreciate it. More interviews are coming soon. Got some super dope guests that are joining soon. Excited to talk to them, learn more about them, pick their brain, understand their life. You know, all the things that I feel like are really important to understand us as people, a human experience. And you know, it's been good to just connect with people in a way that I don't think a year ago I would have imagined this what my life would have been. So I've been super appreciative. So this episode really is just like a catch up on what's been going on. I've been doing a lot of traveling lately. I've been having some opportunities to speak at some conferences, which I'm super grateful for. A lot of great opportunities to get myself out there. A lot of things that I feel like I spent a lot of years on just trying to get to that point in my life. And I think that's kind of what I want to talk about today was the two things, really. The first one is understanding our timing as people. And the second one is navigating the ideology of revenge. And I know that sounds crazy when there's two different parallels, but it will make sense in a bit. And so, you know, when I think about our life, when I think about life itself, you know, life is a nuance of moments. Time is a big thing that we like to emphasize. It's really important to us, and it's really important to be established in certain points of our life. You know, a lot of our life is driven through time markers and experiences and moments where we feel that we have to accomplish things within certain time frames, within certain systems. We feel like we have to have everything figured out by a certain time. We feel this urge to really, time is complex. I think the older I'm becoming, the more I'm realizing like how quick a lot of these moments are getting here. And the other part is too, is like how much time is in between that I feel like I've either wasted or I've spent time worrying about things that just haven't truly happened. You know, if you've noticed over the past couple of weeks, you know, I've emphasized this new shift and turning 30 and what my life has looked like turning 30 and all those different things. And I think there really is a truth that, yeah, it's a switch like that clicks in your brain. I feel like if you're watching this and you've hit the point in your life where you're 30, you're 40, you're 50, there's like certain things just make more sense. Certain things really sit with you differently. And, you know, I made a joke on TikTok where it went viral, which I thought was pretty cool. It went viral where I was essentially, you know, saying that, you know, once you turn 30, you pretty much erase everything that happens. And, you know, the truth is, like, you can't really live your life like that. You know, I've said that before. All those things are parts of your life. All those things are experiences to help you navigate and move forward. And those things are often just using as tool points and lessons into really establishing who you are as a person, to become a better person, to become more of a self-aware, hungry, driven, determined individual. And I think the funniest thing that I'm really realizing, especially as I've done these conferences over the past couple of weeks, is like, you know, a lot of those things I've been urging for years. Like, that's something that I wanted. I wanted to speak at a conference. I wanted to get in front of, you know, stages and speak in front of people. And if I'm being honest, I think if I did this 2 or 3 years ago, I don't know if I'm as prepared. I don't know if I'm as confident. It is something about rushing to these different time markers or desires where you learn that we're not truly, truly capable of understanding the moment. Time creates experiences, and experiences create lessons to help people understand you better, but also it gives you a sense of understanding on how these things work. And also, you get a sense of appreciation. I think you get a better sense of appreciation when you do have to go through the grit, the moments where you fall on your face, the moments you experience failure, the moments you experience heartbreak, whatever it is. Like, you have a different sense of appreciation when you do hit that point in life where you've been desiring or wishing for it to happen a certain way, and it does happen. You just have a different lens of understanding, which I think, I don't know if I would have had that same level of understanding if I did certain things earlier in my life, just because my hunger was driven in my hunger for these moments were driven in the need to feel accepted in spaces with people I did not know. But I wanted them to know who I was, if that makes sense. Like, I, you know, it was like this urge to be seen, to be valued through strangers. So weird, if that makes sense. Like, the need to be seen and valued through strangers. External validation, I talk about it all the time. It's one of the driving forces in our human experience, but it's also one of our biggest detriments in our human experience, the need to feel accepted by those that we don't necessarily know. It is a counteracting balance that I feel harms us more as people than it helps us. The need to prove people wrong when they've doubted you, while it's great in the moment, when you think about it, when that moment happens, what did you get from it? Do you still feel fulfilled when you accomplish something based off those who have doubted you? In that moment, yes, I will come to question and argue that most people do not feel fulfilled when they're doing things in response to those who have done this, doubted you, they've hurt you, whatever. You know, a lot of the content that I see today, and I don't know what's going on with my algorithm, but a lot of the content that I see today is really driven on the notion of making those feel you, making those feel the pain that they gave you, right? It's the feeling of revenge. It's the feeling of making those people bite the words or bite their actions or regret or overlook or whatever. Like, you want them to feel what you felt in that moment. And, you know, the biggest thing is that, you know, doing that again, question becomes, what are we trying to solve when we do that? What are we trying to solve when we are doing things in response to getting revenge on others? That is something that I've been learning. That is something I'm continuously learning, because that's something I've struggled with. Like, I think when things have happened to me, I've wanted to get my get back. I wanted to get my lick back. I wanted to make sure they felt what I felt. But in actuality, you learn that people make decisions based off their own convenience, really. And regardless if it affected you or not, the likelihood of them caring in the way that they impacted you is relatively slim. Again, it goes back to the notion of understanding that we as people have the ability to make our own decisions. We also cannot control the chain reaction that comes from those who have harmed us. We cannot control the chain reaction of how somebody else's actions affect us. All we can control is how we respond to the things that have happened to us. All we can control is what do we do when these things happen to us. I talk to many clients, and, you know, as we all kind of navigating this experience together, and we're navigating people's healing journeys, my own healing journey, you know, I learned a lot of, like, the themes in my life was centered around feeling betrayed, feeling misunderstood, feeling not valued, feeling worthless, feeling like I've had to work two or three times for others to feel like they can see my worth. And you start realizing that, you know, those people, the decisions that they make isn't always a reflection of your worth as a person. Sometimes the decisions that they make or how they hurt you is how they actually feel about themselves. And to take it a step further, when you take out the lens of understanding, although it may hurt when you are experiencing those decisions and those actions by others, when you take out the lens that it's something that's going on with them and it's unfortunately affecting you, you have a sense of empathy, and then you also have a sense of understanding with self that these things that are happening to you are helping you understand yourself a bit better. Again, you know, I think a lot of the opinions in our world today are driven through the notion of getting a get back or getting revenge or living in a state of anger. And the unfortunate truth is that your anger that we carry, the anger that we carry from others' actions, in hindsight, is harming you more than helping you. Anger is one of those weird emotions where it is hidden in disguise to other things such as pain, such as disappointment, form of grief. You know, it is the anger to me is like a shell of ourselves and what we're truly feeling. It's no different than the egos that we carry. When something happened to us, the first thing we always say is, how could this happen to me? Or why would this person do this to me? Or how could they do this to me? And then there's a reality that these things can happen to us. It can happen to you. It can be just because of you. And it doesn't necessarily mean anything in reflection of yourself. It's just a reminder that we are not immune to people making decisions that can harm us, just like we have made decisions that have harmed other people. I think we have to keep those things in perspective when certain things do happen to us. When something bad happens to us, sometimes I know it's hard to go back into that frame of thought. Think about the actions that we have done to other people. I can sit back and I can think of many things that I've done, whether it's been consciously or unconsciously. My actions in the past has probably hurt somebody else too. Whether I intentionally did it or not, it happened. They were affected by my actions. And the question, do you want to take it a step further? Did I feel remorse when I made those decisions? I cannot always honestly sit there and say that I did. Sometimes there was no remorse. Sometimes it wasn't any care. Sometimes it just was something I thought was best for myself. Now, within those experiences, within those decisions, I have learned to be more mindful, to be more understanding, to be more compassionate. But at the end of the day, I am sometimes going to make decisions that are going to be harmful to other people. I am a firm believer that decisions that we make can, although it can hurt people, if we go about it a certain way, there could be a level of respect where they can understand. What is always important is that self-preservation is always going to be the most important thing for an individual. Nobody is going to look out for the other person. You're going to look out for yourself first. That is human nature 101. Self-preservation is one of the biggest things that humans experience, and also as individuals, you're going to think about yourself first when you think about somebody else. I don't care about the relationship. I don't care about the dynamic. It is the truth. The only way it's not is if there's children involved. But if we're thinking about just you and somebody else, you're going to choose yourself first. That's just what it is. It's an unfortunate truth, but it is the truth. So when we connect with people, when we think about that, we have to keep that in mind, that people are going to always make a decision that's best for themselves. It does not matter. And yeah, there's some people who will put other people in front of them. And again, the question becomes, how has that worked out for you? That's usually when we get burned the most. It's when we put somebody else's feelings or values in front of our own. Which is also creates a cycle of those who some for those who become hardened, they become jaded, they become in spaces of complexity. Like there's a lot that comes with that. I think we have to remember. But to get back to the point of the original point of this conversation, I want us as individuals, including myself, to quit focusing on getting to a destination by a certain time. All that does is limit your ability to understand, to grow, and to adapt. We place value on time markers and age in some weird way. And I think the hard part about that is the reminder that our life is finite. We have no control on the ability of the length of our life. Yes, we can control what we eat, diet, etc. But when it comes to our timing of situations that are going to happen, what's going to happen, we have no control over that. So when we put value in time markers and in ages, we are diminishing the ability to live in the fullness of, we're diminishing the ability to live as full as we can in life. If you don't get married by 30, it's not the end of the world. If you don't have kids until you're 35, it's not the end of the world. I understand the biology aspect. I get all that. I'm talking about for those who feel that they're a failure because they did not accomplish something by a certain age. If we want to be honest, we want to take it a step further. In today's time, most people are going to hit their milestones until their mid to late 30s anyway. The economy is at an all-time low, regardless of your political views. I'm not here for that. The point being, though, is that we have to reestablish what is it that is most important. Do not let this camera fool you. Do not let these mics fool you. Don't let these people who are taking thousands of dollars into highly edited professionals to make you feel that your life is not worth anything because you're not at a certain place at a certain time. The dangerous part about influencers and influencing is our inability to see between what is real and what is not. Again, all this is a facade. It is highlight reels. Even me, sitting on this chair in this mic, I am telling you, these things are just my opinion. It does not have to be factual. It is not law. Take your own experiences, your own thoughts, and make your own actions. It does not matter. I'm sure we're all inspired by somebody that is beautiful, that is great, but they're not living your life. Don't live your life through them as well. Challenge yourself on what is it that's important to you and try every day to accomplish that. That is what is most important. Don't go out of your way to prove yourself to someone who does not care about you or does not know you. That does absolutely nothing. Take the time, take the energy, find your focus on what is it that's important to you and execute it, because you are here in this moment today. The moment we stop trying to seek revenge, the moments we stop focusing on getting our get back, the moments we take all that anger and hatred out of our heart because of what people have done to us, the more fulfilled we will feel as people. The moment we stop focusing on time markers, the more fulfilled we'll live in this life. The less pressure we feel on ourselves and feel like we have to accomplish something by a certain time, because all that is doing is adding unnecessary stress to your life, and it is also shortening your life. We have a problem. We have a fulfillment problem. Nobody's happy. But why is that? Why is nobody happy? Because we're trying to get to places that are sometimes unrealistic in our own life. There's people out there, in comparison to what we struggle about, we wish they had the same type of stress. The job that we hate, somebody wish they had that job. the marriage that you may not be happy in. Somebody wish they had a marriage like that. Somebody to say they love them. It's all about perspective. That's all life is about. It's about perspective. It's not about what is right and wrong, what is good or bad. It's all about perspective. Perspective, value, time, and understanding. Point being, though, as I conclude, just be. Live your life. Be free. Let go of the pain. Drop the rocks in the bucket of all the people that have done you wrong, or that job you don't like, or that boss you don't care about, and just exist and try to be as happy, as fulfilled as possible. And that's all I got. All right, so anyways, I appreciate you guys. Make sure to subscribe to the pod on your favorite audio platform. Check me out on YouTube, and I'll see you guys soon. Till next time, peace.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.